Up next is the local food report with Elspeth Hay. You can find a link to Elspeth's blog about food, Diary of a Locavore, and ask questions and give us your suggestions for stories all at our website, capeandislands.org. This week, Elspeth talks with Master Gardener Celeste Makely of Wellfleet about the best seed varieties to order for this year's summer garden.
It's that time of year again. Seed catalogs are pouring in through the mail, and home gardeners are plotting and planning for the growing season ahead. It's fun, but it can also be overwhelming. This year, rather than muddle my way through alone, I decided to talk with someone a bit more experienced. I met Master Gardener Celeste Makely in her home greenhouse, and she told me what seeds she's planting this year.
Bright Light Swiss chard. Everybody should have Swiss chard. You can do tons of things. You can make stews with them. You can do them in salads. I just read a recipe online this morning. C.L. Fornari takes her Swiss chard, she puts cheese in it, rolls it up, and bakes it.
Bright Light Swiss chard is the beautiful rainbow variety you often see at farmers markets. The one with stalks in pink, red, yellow, and orange. It doesn't mind the cold in early spring or late fall, and like many greens, it doesn't require much attention once it's in the ground. Makely has other ideas, too.
Definitely lettuce. Spinach is so easy. Lettuce is so easy. Carrots. Danvers is a wonderful carrot. But also, I work at the soup kitchen in P-Town, and someone donated some beets. They were red with white circles, and I think they're called kojia. And those beets are amazing. We cook them for the soup kitchen and just roasted them. Don't boil your beets. Just roast them with a little oil and salt and pepper, and it was the sweetest thing.
Makely also has a few recommendations for cucumber varieties.
Early spring burpless. That's a good one that I ordered. And there's some bush pickle. These are nice for canning.
And for peppers?
There's a cute little hot pepper. It's called poinsettia, and I'm going to plant that one this year. And these little poinsettia peppers, they don't grow down, they point up. So I thought that would be kind of fun to have. And jalapeno peppers. If you like hot peppers, you have to do jalapeno peppers. And they're so easy. You know, they grow. I had a jalapeno pepper plant, probably lasted 5 years. I would bring it in, it became a tree, and then eventually it passed. But it was wonderful, and I would have jalapenos. And you take the jalapeno, slice it in half, put some cheese in the middle, and just put it in the broiler or on the grill. It's really wonderful.
Finally, Makely recommends putting in a good patch of herbs. Most herbs can be planted from seed, but she says with some types, it's better to start with a seedling.
If you can do herbs, do a pot of rosemary. And rosemary will come back every year if you are careful to mulch it up a little bit. And parsley. It's very hard to germinate parsley, so you're better to buy one or two plants and then you leave them in the ground. You can go out now and pick parsley in my garden because it'll stay all winter.
Makely also grows a big, broad-leafed Italian basil called Genovese and Thai basil and lemon basil for soups and salsas. She avoids oregano because it spreads like crazy and says that if you aren't careful, a small patch of mint can take over your yard. Of course, as a master gardener, she's also grown a few more unlikely plants from seed.
That's an orange tree. There's a Meyer lemon that must have 150 buds on it right now. There's another Valencia orange. This is a ponderosa lemon, and the lemons get to be the size of grapefruit. But if you look around, you'll see that the fig trees are already blooming, and I have figs down the end.
Granted, Makely's sunroom is extraordinary, but maybe it's an inspiration to try something a bit more adventurous in your south-facing window this spring. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Just in case you didn't catch all those recommendations, we've made a list for you on our website, capeandislands.org. Next week, Elspeth will continue her conversation with Master Gardener Celeste Makely. They'll be talking about tomato seeds. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.